Today on the Southern California Real Estate Report, we talk about the end of the year and what to expect for 2022. Stay tuned.
Good morning. Welcome to Southern California Real Estate Report. This is Bob McGuire and Danielle Wise coming to you from San Diego, California. So, it's the end of the year, and this is kind of our signing off podcast for 2021 and going into 2022.
Exactly.
So, excuse me. it's been one of those weeks.
2022 will be a better year, real estate-wise, maybe we'll finally see the end or nearing the end of this pandemic. Maybe we'll see a conclusion to the Midway project. At least they'll pick the final bidder for that.
Yeah. Yeah, there's a lot going on there.
There
was some interesting news this week already about it. So Toll Brothers is making another run at it, right?
There's a lot of people in this race right now.
And yeah.
It's going to be interesting. I think going into next year, we'll have to do like a wrap-up as soon as they pick everyone, because it is quite an ordeal what this project has gone through just to get to where it is currently.
Yeah, there have been a lot of bulls in the ring on this one, and, it's been a pretty contentious battle. So that's definitely going to be something that we're going to follow. We're also going to follow a lot of the developments that are going on in Mission Valley.
Yeah.
Mission Valley is on fuego right now. There's tons going on down there at all different levels. The industrial market is super hot still in San Diego. We're seeing a lot of industrial development that's being proposed. Apartments, there's still tons of apartments being built. There was also an article about new home construction, which I thought was very interesting, and that is that permits are actually up. We're still way off the mark of what the unit count needs to be. But apparently, there is an increase in permits. So that's going to be really interesting, too, to follow.
Yeah, definitely going to be interesting to follow. And obviously, we like apartments here. So we're going to keep on giving you plenty of apartment news, rents news, home sale news. There's a chance of, the average home price in San Diego reaches $1 million next year. I've heard that.
Yeah.
So that'll be fascinating.
There's also a really interesting thing that came out too about migration out of cities and into other cities as far as people moving not only within California but from other locales around the country. And one of our leasing guys, Matt Gelinas, brought this to my attention and said, hey, this would be a really interesting podcast topic, and I'll just read it to you. So this is coming from Zillow, I think, and there's basically 12 U.S. metro areas have seen the biggest percentage increase in net population inflows during the past year, as tracked by LinkedIn members changing home cities on their profiles.
Oh, interesting. Okay.
Yeah, so that means they're taking new jobs. So number one was Miami, Fort Lauderdale with a 16.8% growth net inflow. Jacksonville, Florida, 14.3%. Tampa Bay, 9.5%. Austin, Texas, 9.2%. Orlando, Florida, 8.8%. San Diego, California, 7.6%. Colorado Springs, Colorado, near and dear to my heart, 6.5%. So Colorado Springs is on the grow. Nashville, 6.2%. San Antonio, 4.9%. Dallas-Fort Worth, 4.7%. Salt Lake City, 4.7%. Atlanta, 4%. So the West is still seeing some growth. California, the only city that seems to be getting it right is San Diego. So that's interesting. There's been a lot of outflows, we know, in San Francisco, which I'll be in this weekend, and Los Angeles. The Central Coast still seems to be, holding its own, but who would want to leave the Central Coast, right? I mean, that's like heaven.
Mm-hmm.
Or if it's not, it's in the same zip code, as they say. And then, you know, there's also some interesting things going on in the city that are going to be big battles too, right? So there's this new Sandag project that's being proposed,
yeah.
$168 billion, which would be the largest public work project in the history of the world. And that passed today, which is going to have a gas tax of 4.4 cents a mile of driving. And there's also some other taxes associated with that to raise that. $168 billion, I think, is maybe the gross income of Google on a good year, maybe last year, or one of those giant tech companies.
Wow.
So, you know, that's a huge project. It's going to be extremely expensive. Probably by the time they get to it, I would expect it would increase by another $100 billion. So that's going to be something that we're definitely going to follow. They're saying that there's a potential that the gas tax would be walked back, but that's rare in the political world, as we all know. So we'll keep an eye on that. That gas tax in California and in San Diego, I think, is going to become problematic. So that's something that definitely, you know, people are going to keep an eye on. There's a lot going on. There's also this new biotech that's going on downtown. So, and the new tech that's going on in Horton Plaza. New stadium project in Mission Valley, that's going to be complete over 2023. The Aztecs start playing in there next fall.
That's exciting.
So a lot for us to cover over the next year. We wanted to thank all of our listeners for listening and giving us insight and encouragement on different topics. Next year, we're going to hope to interview more people, which is going to be a little bit of a different format. We're going to bring in a lot of different people, hopefully do that on a once-a-month basis or maybe bi-weekly. Danielle's looking at me like, yeah, crazy guy. But we'll see.
Probably management business. Doesn't sleep.
We'll see how that goes. I mean, we have a lot of different people, a lot of different investors. We work with a lot of really dynamic people, a lot of really interesting people,
mm-hmm.
A lot of people that have a pretty big footprint here in San Diego, which is interesting. So we're very fortunate to have good clients and know a lot of the movers and shakers around the city and what's going on. So, you know, that would be fun and something that we've talked about and bounced around. So if you have ideas or topics that you want us to cover, you know, reach out to us through, you know, the reviews online or, you know, DM us somehow. I don't know. Danielle can probably let
you
know. Yeah,
I think the best way to just get a hold of us is just through our website, which is ipasd.com, and just fill out one of the forms there. And Bob and I will definitely be responding to anyone that wants to even be on the podcast, especially.
Yeah, we want to wish everyone happy holidays and happy new year. Like Danielle said, hopefully it's a much better year next year than this year. Something we'll track that'll be interesting too, just to throw out there, is the office market. We'll see what happens with that because, you know, so far it's been kind of half in, half out on the office world.
Mm-hmm.
I'll be interested to see what San Francisco is like this weekend. I'm going up for a party with some friends, and I'm kind of interested to see, you know, just what that world is like. The last time I was there, it was really weird. So, and I know that a lot of people in San Francisco still aren't back in their offices. I think a lot of the tech is still working from home. So
I feel like that's something we'll talk about again in more detail.
Yeah, I mean, it's weird because we're seeing like some huge leases signed in San Jose. So everyone's, you know, anticipating that this isn't going to last forever. But, you know, there's still, I mean, you know, if anyone can afford to pay rent on empty buildings, it's tech, right? They need the expenses. But, you know, at the end of the day, you know, these are definitely interesting questions, and the office world is going to be something that's going to be really interesting to watch. So thanks for being such loyal listeners and for coming along for the ride this year. And we're looking forward to next year and hopefully beefing up our podcast a little bit with more exciting things to talk about.
Okay.
Have a great new year. This is IPA signing off for 2021.